Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
2 Thessalonians 3, 1 to 5. I just want us to pray with this. We take the communion, pray, and have a thanksgiving. I've always wanted, you know, if you have a favorite person in the Bible, look at him and look at the prayers he prayed. You have a secret, one of his sources. I have many favorites in the Bible. And I pray their prayers. If you pray the prayers of Paul, you will, especially if you are a minister, you will never be the same again. There are many places in the Bible where Paul will say, so we pray all those things he says, pray it for yourself. Make sure you pray it daily. If you don't pray any prayer point again, you are praying those things daily. You will be shocked at the transformation in your life. Let me give you one of the prayers. My favorite is in Ephesians. There are three in Ephesians. But let's take the one in 2 Thessalonians 3, 1 to 5. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blood shed for us and your body broken for us. You asked us to do this always in remembrance of you. Thank you for 12 years of your care, of your grace and your mercies in our life. We have come today not to do anything but to return all grace, all praise, all honor back to you. Because you deserve it and you have done all things for us. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Take of the bread representing the body. I pray for you. Every blessing that goes with 12. 12 is for governmental rule and reign. That is why when there is anything government about to be established in the Bible, the model is always 12. It is governmental completeness. The sun and the moon to govern the day and night, and there are 12 months in the year. When he wanted to rule in the Old Testament, he raised up Israel, gave him 12 sons, who were the epitome of his strength. Jesus did not pick 500 people. He only picked 12. Governmental strength and rule. Every blessing that comes with 12. 12 comes with authority. 12 comes with completeness. 12 comes with divine appointment. Let all those blessings begin to pursue everybody in this sanctuary. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, what cannot be done by one, by two, by three, in the 12th season, when they are 12, their strength is complete. We have come into the days where the Lord is releasing this church into governmental authority. Every member of this church begins to move into authority. Begin to reign. Begin to rule. Not by who you are, but by the season the church is in. Do you understand? You know, there are seasons in which even when you don't do anything, money begins to follow you. It's a season. We are in season when the authority of God works upon our life. In that season, it's not in the length of prayer. In that season, is the authority embedded in the prayer. Therefore, we come by the authority inherent in the 12. In this 12th season of his church, let the Lord release you into rulership. Let the Lord release you to begin to reign in the name of Jesus. Need I tell you that it's not the boss that rules in every office. Authority in many offices does not reside in titles. Sometimes it is a guard secretary that is ruling the office. Whether you like it or not, in this season of the church, authority is being released unto you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand, let's pray together. Say, TCI. Say, New SA Baptist Church, you say, we walk in the authority that the Lord has released in this 12th season. In the name of, we walk in the authority of the 12th season. In the name, we walk in the authority. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put it on the screen for me. 2 Thessalonians 3:1. And you know when he says finally. You know, for some of us, when we say finally, it's 30 more minutes. That is not the kind of finally. This is Paul's finally, not Pastor Abiodun's finally. Okay, let's go. Finally, brothers, pray for us. Number one, that the word of Lord may speed ahead. I pray, lift your right hand. Say, every word has been released concerning my life. Let the word receive speed. Pray for us. Say, let the word of God concerning my life in this house. Every word spoken to me by any pastor, any word spoken to me. Every word decreed. Every word from the word of God concerning me. Let it receive speed. Let the word of God speed ahead. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Maybe you don't understand. Do you know, if the president wants to come to this church, do you know 3 days before now, like a week, people will have come, check the place. Some will be stationed here permanently for the person, the president, to come. And the day is coming. Many people will be everywhere. They will block everywhere. That is what the word of God will speed ahead of you to do. Hello, do you understand? Before Jesus came, a word came ahead. Behold, a virgin will bring forth. A word came ahead before he came into that fulfillment. See, for fulfillment of things in our life, many times a word has to go ahead. And then you come in fulfillment. Is it David that said, I have come according to what has been written to me in the volume of the books? The word must go ahead. I pray. Every word, see, when word has decreed and it has not come to pass, it's not that it will not come to pass. It is that it has gone ahead. It is clearing the road. It is preparing the place for you. Don't give up on the word. Hello, are we here? It's the word that works. Sir, the word is going ahead of us. Sir. Hello, do you understand? The word is going ahead. Lift your hand on this place. Say, on behalf of my children, my family, say, the word of God is speeding ahead. 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 The word is going ahead. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So see, the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored. I pray for you. Any word we have decreed concerning you, let men begin to honor those words in your life. I didn't hear your amen. Can I hear your amen? Yes. So when we pray for you sometimes, we say, go. May the Lord go with you. That means the word has gone ahead. Men must honor that word. I don't know how many people that came to Abuja knowing somebody there. Some of us, it was by force, by transfer. Except you don't want the word, don't go. We came, but we spoke the word ahead, and the word is still speaking. And that word must be honored. I pray for you. Any word has been decreed on this altar for you, let that whole word be honored by men. Let that word be honored by kings. Let that word be honored by circumstances. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. He said, let it speed ahead and be honored as it has happened among you. And you know the word has been working all around us. Verse 2. Let me just stop in verse 2. And that we may be, read, let's go, and we may be delivered from the wicked and evil men, for not all have faith. I believe personally, if you want to understand wickedness and evil, say in Nigeria, you will see many wicked men, evil men in high, low, and medium places. But the ones in the low places, they are the most terrible ones. You know, it's very easy to insult the big people in high places. But you know what you do to Okada drivers when you are driving your car? Ordinary Datsun, you drive. You are, okay, look at somebody driving keke. He's harassing everybody in the environment. Imagine if you make that person the president. What do you think will happen to him? That person is a principality in low places. They are wicked, evil people all around the country. Some of them are in church looking at me. No, they are not here. They are not here. Lift your right hand up and say, oh Lord, deliver me from evil and wicked men. Can we pray? Oh Lord, deliver me. Oh Lord, deliver me. Oh Lord, deliver me. Oh Lord, deliver me. From evil and wicked men. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Evil and wicked men. And so that lady does not have where to sleep. And you help the lady bring her home. And he takes your husband. So after that. There are many ladies looking for where to sleep in Abuja. And people are saying, ah, for Abuja, mba. It is not that people are evil. But evil and wicked men have gone ahead. Yesterday, a friend of mine was sharing with us how a copper went to serve in a company. While serving in that big company, a woman was helping the copper, putting the copper through. But the woman doesn't have BSc. And one day, the copper came to one of the people and said, that woman, after she don't train me well, I will make sure they sack her and I will take over from what she's doing. So now, if coppers go to office and people are screaming at coppers, and say you will not be retained, it's because evil and wicked coppers have gone ahead. See, there is money in Nigeria for your business. But wicked and evil men have gone ahead. And people are saying, I will not make my money available for your business. Every money you need to break through for your business is in somebody's hands. Some of them are in this church. But they have borrowed some people's money in this church. The people never paid back. They have heard some people in this church and the people have turned against them and they say, I will never help. Let the money be rotten. I will not give anybody. May the Lord deliver you from evil and wicked men. And also, please don't be an evil and wicked person. Please help me tell somebody, if you frown, I will come to you. Oh, look, tell somebody, say, don't be an evil and wicked person. We thank you, Jesus, as we take of your blood. Let there be a deliverance from every wickedness and evil in the midst of your people. We bless your name, we glorify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can you take of your blood? I just look up and discover that after I read, finally, 30 minutes have gone. May the Lord bless you real good. In the name of Jesus. I ask that the Lord will surprise you. Anyone holding on to God that has no help. Anyone looking for something and men have not been able to make it available. In this week, let the Lord surprise you with his provisions. In the name of Jesus. May help locate you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Three announcements before we take the blessing. Number one, this evening, teenage have singles fellowship. I don't know why I'm saying teenagers fellowship. Singles fellowship, wedding budgeting. How do you budget for your wedding? Is it possible to get wedded in this economy? Very, very possible. With what you have, it is possible. So let's gather together this evening and discuss that. July 1, July 2, July 3, we'll be having a prayer conference in church. We'll be coming to pray to commit the next 6 months into God's hands. Friday, July 1, 6 to 8. Saturday, July 2, 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. And 3rd July. I was mentioning June, but was it July? I was saying June. July. Next Sunday, across the three services, just come prepared to pray. And the Lord will do great things in our midst in the name of Jesus. There have been physical showers today. Let there be spiritual showers over your life in the name of Jesus. The shower came and took away dryness. By the showers of the Lord, let every dry area of your life be taken away. By the showers of God's blessing, let there be a turn around in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. And now may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Happy anniversary. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.